Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Bunge Global SA, a leading global agribusiness and food company that operates in the areas of grain trading, oilseed processing, and food production. Bunge plays a critical role in the global supply chain, helping to feed populations around the world. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the agribusiness sector. Let's dive in.
Bunge Global SA has a significant presence in the global food and agriculture industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like availability bias and risk aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in supply chain management and commodity trading?
Availability bias can significantly impact Bunge's decision-making, particularly in how they manage their supply chain and commodity trading activities. This bias might lead the company to rely too heavily on recent trends or experiences when making decisions, such as overestimating the impact of a recent harvest season or underestimating geopolitical risks. Risk aversion is another important factor where Bunge may prioritize strategies that minimize potential losses in their trading and supply chain operations. This could lead to a more conservative approach in expanding into new markets or investing in innovative agricultural technologies. While these biases can help protect the company from significant risks, they may also limit growth opportunities in a rapidly evolving global market.
This focus on managing risk and relying on recent data has helped Bunge maintain a strong position in the global agribusiness market, appealing to investors who prioritize stability and long-term resilience.
Exactly. Bunge's approach to risk management and reliance on established data and trends helps ensure stability in a volatile market. However, they must balance this with a willingness to explore new opportunities that could drive future growth and enhance their competitive edge.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Bunge Global SA. As a global company operating across diverse regions and cultures, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Bunge Global SA, given their extensive operations in various countries and regions around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of cultural and regional perspectives, which is crucial for understanding and navigating the complexities of global agriculture markets. A diverse workforce can help Bunge better understand local market needs and tailor their products and services accordingly. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a socially responsible organization that is well-positioned to adapt to changing global dynamics. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence in a global supply chain.
Investors are definitely considering DEI as an important factor, especially in global industries like agribusiness, where understanding and addressing diverse market needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Bunge Global SA not only strengthens its ability to operate effectively across different regions, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in responsible and sustainable agribusiness. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and long-term growth.
Moving on to market adaptation, Bunge operates in a highly dynamic and competitive agribusiness sector. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Bunge's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the agribusiness sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with investing in new technologies or expanding into volatile markets. Availability bias might make Bunge cautious about adopting new technologies or entering new markets, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a rapidly evolving industry. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, technological advancements, and geopolitical risks to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for Bunge, especially as they face competition from both established agribusiness companies and newer, more tech-driven firms. Their ability to navigate this complexity is essential for their continued success. Now, let's compare Bunge Global SA to other companies in the agribusiness sector like Archer Daniels, Midland Adam, Cargill, and Louis Dreyfus Company. How do Bunge's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Bunge Global SAS dynamics are often compared to other agribusiness giants like Archer Daniels, Midland Adam, Cargill, and Louis Dreyfus Company, particularly in their approach to risk management, market adaptation, and global operations. Bunge's emphasis on risk aversion and supply chain management appeals to investors looking for stability and resilience in a volatile industry. Adam, with its strong focus on innovation and sustainability, offers a different approach appealing to those interested in the long-term growth potential of sustainable agriculture. Cargill, known for its extensive global reach and diversified operations, provides a broader exposure to the agribusiness sector, while Louis Dreyfus Company's focus on commodities trading and global logistics offers a more specialized appeal. Bunge's focus on stability and conservative management provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too cautious in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike ADM or Cargill, which have more diversified and innovation-driven portfolios, Bunge's strength lies in its focus on stability and risk management, which has allowed it to build a resilient and reliable global supply chain.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Bunge Global SA, the focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition in the agribusiness sector.
To sum up, Bunge Global SAS approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Bunge Global SAS stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.